Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Yes. I hope everyone enjoyed the wonderful holiday and had a special time with their family, their friends, and were able to really celebrate Thanksgiving for what it really means to us as believers in Christ. We have so much to be thankful for. We're fully alive in Christ, totally forgiven of all sins, and free in the Lord Jesus. Yes. And you can't beat that. No. And no one can rob us of those things. Christ has made them so because of his finished work. And once they've been received, we're connected to them forever. I mean, we're not going to go back to death. We've been made fully alive. Mm-hmm. We can't have unforgiven sins because the blood has been shed. We're free because the chains have been loosed. So we can walk in God's grace. We can enjoy his love. Can experience true, genuine fellowship because of the work of Christ. And that is freedom, and that's what we have to be thankful for as believers in Christ. So I hope many people were able to express that thankfulness. I was telling a group in Florida last week that I think we're at our highest and our best when we're giving thanks to the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I think that is the true act of worship from the heart. And that's what we've been talking about all this month is worship. What is it? How do we worship the Lord Jesus? What are some obstacles that we have to overcome? And the last 3 days of this month, we're going to take a look at some religious obstacles that religious teachers may put in the way. And then we're really going to talk about Romans 12, 1 and 2 tomorrow and Wednesday to conclude this month. But today we're going to take a look at Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to cross-reference that to a passage in Mark 7. So here in Philippians 3, starting in verse 1, he says, "Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord." That's an act of worship, rejoicing in the Lord Jesus. "It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you." So Paul never had a problem with going over the gospel time and time again, going over the basics, those things that are important to God, of first importance to God, so therefore need to be of first importance to us. Mm-hmm. So Paul never had trouble doing that, and he said that's a safeguard for you. And here's the reason it's a safeguard. Because we need to watch out for some people. We need to watch out for those dogs. We need to watch out for those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve or worship God by his Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh. So Paul is drawing a contrast. There's going to be people out there that are going to bring religious teachings to you. And they're going to say that these teachings are of utmost importance.
Yes.
But don't buy into it. Don't follow their ways. Why? Because their ways are going to lead to destruction. Their ways are going to lead to frustration. Their ways are going to lead to a heart that is far away from the one true God. So Richard, when he talks about dogs, evildoers, and mutilators of the flesh, who is he referencing here? Who is he talking about?
Well, directly, he's talking to a group that we have come to call the Judaizers. They were the ones who would follow Paul around, and when he got done making disciples, sharing the gospel, they would walk in and say, "What Paul told you was good as far as it went, but if you want to be a real child of God, if you want to be a member of the chosen people, you simply must be circumcised." And by that act, joining Judaism and becoming keepers of the law, keepers of the Mosaic covenant in its entirety. And Paul had no time for that. He just said, "Do not go there." And he was constantly battling with these people, just like Jesus did in his day.
Yes, indeed. And basically, they wrote the rules for righteousness.
Yes.
So they rejected the righteousness that was by faith in Jesus Christ and wrote their own rules. So yes. Circumcision was one of those rules. You have to be circumcised. And time again, they showed up and said, for you Gentiles to really be Christians, to be like us, mm-hmm. you need to be circumcised according to the law of Moses, the customs of Moses. So they were not accepting, you know, what God said as far as righteousness is concerned, and they kind of rewrote the rules. And those rules became the very things that they worshiped. And I said on a program earlier this month is we worship those things that we think will make us clean before God. Mm-hmm. And so the Jews were looking at the rules that they had put forth as the way to become clean before God, to become clean and righteous. Yes. So they worshiped those rules. And that's idolatry.
It is.
That's maybe the worst form of idolatry.
Well, Paul put it so succinctly here. Here's the contrast. We put no confidence in the flesh. They put all confidence in the flesh, and therefore none in Jesus. If that's right. not idolatry, nothing is.
Absolutely. And, you know, we go back and we look at the golden calf, and, you know, they made this image. They fashioned it according to their imagination, and they bowed down and worshiped it. Well, these rules are out of our imagination. We yes. fashion those rules in such a way that we think those rules are going to bring about cleanness of the heart before the one true God. And so it's just man-made stuff.
Yeah.
And Mark in his gospel said this, and Jesus is talking, he replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, the people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions. So what were these people worshiping? Human traditions.
Yes.
What did they want others to do? To worship those same human mm-hmm. traditions.
And not their own traditions.
Right.
Our traditions.
That's right. Our traditions. And so that became the litmus test mm-hmm. for righteousness. So they held it up. They made them up in their own minds. These are human rules. These are human traditions. These aren't God's. These are man's. This is what man has come up with as a means to be righteous in the sight of God. But Paul says, watch out for them, because really, at the very core, they're nothing more than evildoers. The Jews called Gentiles dogs. Why? Because they were sinners. Yeah. And in lifting up these man-made rules as the way to gain righteousness, they became like the Gentiles, nothing more than sinners.
Yeah.
And so Paul said, watch out. Why? Because true worship is in the Spirit. It comes from the heart as a result of God's Spirit working in our hearts. And it expresses itself first in thankfulness. That is a heart of worship, then in service to others.
Yeah.
So don't be led astray by these human rules, these human traditions. They'll move your heart far away from the Lord. Let the gospel center you in Christ. Let the Spirit do His work in your heart, and you will be worshiping in spirit and in truth.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer is here. My name is Bob Christopher. We welcome you as well. The number to call right now, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. We do have some open lines available. Tomorrow's a special day on the calendar.
Yes, it is.
It is known as Giving Tuesday, and it was dreamed up several years ago to counter some of the consumerism that goes on in this country.
For example, Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, which is today, and Black Friday,
yes.
which was last Friday. And it seems like Black Friday of this year just ripped off all the old records.
Yeah.
I think $3.4 billion were spent alone on Black Friday.
Wow.
And they are anticipating Cyber Monday to be even more. They're projecting $3.6 billion to be spent today on stuff that tomorrow, you know, will be obsolete and you'll have to go and buy new stuff.
I'd better get out there and start spending.
That's right. Well, Cyber Monday, you don't have to get out there. Just go to your computer. So Giving Tuesday is tomorrow.
Yes.
And we want to mention that to our listeners, and we want you to participate in Giving Tuesday. And I think it would be awesome for the American people to show their true heart, their true character, by exceeding in giving tomorrow what they've spent on Friday and today.
Yes.
Wow, wouldn't that be awesome? And certainly we need your support, and we would like to, I think you and I have talked about raising $10,000 tomorrow on Giving Tuesday. And we'll be sending out emails. If you're not on our email list, we invite you to sign up at basicgospel.net. But participate in Giving Tuesday. Show the real nature of who you are as a human being so that others can benefit as well. And certainly in giving to Basic Gospel, you're giving so that others can experience new life in Christ. Others can know that their sins have been forgiven once and for all. Others can walk free from legalistic bondage, emotional bondage, and experience true freedom in Christ. So your gifts to Basic Gospel are really that important in the lives of people all around this world. So we ask you to give generously. You really don't have to wait until tomorrow to do that.
No, you
can go online and give today at basicgospel.net. But tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, and we certainly hope and pray that many of you will participate in that.
Yes.
Well, right now, plenty of open lines at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Right now, we're going to go to Fairfax, Virginia, and talk to our friend Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. Speaking of Giving Tuesday, I have a question that has to do with giving, and it's Matthew 6:3, where Jesus says, "Don't tell your left hand what your right hand is doing when you give." And speaking of rules, that statement has become a law of thou shalt not ever mention when you give or do anything in kindness ever. So the context of that statement seems to be condemning the Pharisees for making an obvious display of when they would give money, and Jesus seems to be preaching against that. But because of the stringency of that statement, it's like, well, someone asks me how I'm doing, and I start talking, and then at some point I'm going to mention something good that I did, and it's like, oh, no, I shouldn't have mentioned that. That was stupid, and now I'm going to lose out on a heavenly reward. And I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on Matthew 6:3.
Well, here's my thought on Matthew 6:3 is the motivation for giving. So these hypocrites, and that's who Jesus is talking about, they're doing those things to get praise from others. Mm-hmm. So they're not giving to benefit somebody else. They're giving so that they can benefit, so they can get the pats on the back, so they can be seen as super spiritual and really the guys that are close to God, so that everybody, all others want to emulate and envy. Because they're the super spiritual ones. But Jesus says, listen, just as we talked about before, their hearts were far from God. They weren't giving out of a true heart of worship. They were giving just for accolades. And that's what this passage is all about. So you know why you've given a gift. You know why you've done something good. And you know it's because the Spirit of God has moved you to do that. And I think in sharing that, you're not taking credit for yourself. I'm sure you're saying, this is what the Lord's been doing inside of me. And it's wonderful to step out in faith and to participate in the work of God's Spirit going on inside of me. So you're not boasting in the flesh. You don't have any confidence there. I don't think you really have to worry too much. So it really gets down to motivation, Chris. What's going on inside of you? For these hypocrites, they're simply looking for praise from others. Their pride is involved. Mm-hmm. I think you're giving out of a humble heart, one that's been really changed by the Holy Spirit, that is being moved by the Holy Spirit to do what you're doing.
Yeah, I actually suspected that was the case. Due to the context. And I did also suspect that the motivation of the Pharisees was off, because the only reason why they were giving was to receive praise from men But it was just good to hear it from you. So thanks for confirming what I already suspected, and I really respect your guys' opinions and the truth that you share every day. Thanks, as always, for making yourselves available and for spreading the good news of Jesus. You have a great rest of your day.
Hey, you too, Chris.
Thanks,
great
Chris.
Question. We sure appreciate it, my friend. Well, I love questions like that that really, you know, draw the contrast between, you know, a religious performance.
Yeah, and calculation.
And the way of grace. Yeah. And we do have this pride thing going on inside of us.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way of the world. We boast in the things that we do, the things that we have, not because we're proud of the things that we've done, but because we want people to pat us on the back. We want people to like us. We want people to think we're really super special folks. We want those awards. We want those rewards. That's and our pride is connected to that. And that's why we have to realize, no, it's those who have been humbled that really receive the grace of God and walk in that grace. And then those things that are being compelled by the grace of God become real joys to the human heart.
Yes.
And so I think that was a great question from Chris. I am going to mention one Cyber Monday special for our listeners. Amazon has Simple Gospel, Simply Grace on sale today for Cyber Monday. I think it's $5.47, something like that.
Okay.
Fantastic price.
Yes.
Retail price on that is $13.99. So huge savings. It's available at SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. You can go there, click the Amazon link, and you can buy it right there. So I would certainly suggest to our listeners to take advantage of that. It's a wonderful read. It's a very simple and clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ and this way of grace that we're to live as believers. It answers that question, how is the Christian life really supposed to work? Well, this is a book that gives some very practical helps on how the Christian life is really supposed to work. So take advantage of this Cyber Monday special. Go to SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Click the Amazon link there and just follow all the instructions. And then once you read it, pass it on to a friend.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Well, we have a call from Patty in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, this is Patty from Phoenix, Arizona. I wanted to know, like, what does one do to help foster a better understanding of grace? You know, I was just reading those verses in Colossians about you were formerly hostile in mind, but he says you're wholly blameless and beyond reproach or whatever. And I was thinking about how Bob taught about it and said that we really need to contemplate, you know, do we see ourselves that way? How do you learn to see yourself that way? I mean, it just keep learning the truth, relearning that, just studying it, asking for faith daily. I don't know. Anyway, I know that God's real. I have Jesus in my heart. I really want to get this whole grace thing because I think I'm really missing a big piece. So thank you so much for this ministry. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Patty asked a great question,
yeah,
doesn't
that
she?
That is the question.
Yes, and here's the reality. You know, when we come to Christ by faith, something happens inside of us. We become new creatures in Christ. We go from death to life. We are made righteous or declared righteous in the sight of God. We receive forgiveness of sins. Jesus comes to live inside of us by the Holy Spirit. Our spirit is in union with the Holy Spirit. That's what makes us new. That's what makes us a new creature in Christ. So when the Bible says that we are holy and blameless in His sight, that's true. That's what we have become in Jesus. So now it's just a matter of getting our minds to line up with that truth.
Yes.
I mean, that's reality. Mm-hmm. So when God sees us, He sees us as holy and blameless. He doesn't see us as old sinners saved by grace. He sees us as saints, children of God. So from His vantage point, which is ultimate reality, that's what we are. So now, as we have these minds renewed, we start to see that our minds start to line up with this new reality that God has brought about in Jesus. So it's a process. It's not something where you wave a magic wand and it happens overnight. It takes time.
Yes.
And the reason it takes time is because we have an enemy out there constantly accusing us. We have our own flesh constantly accusing us. We have those legalistic imprints still in our mind constantly accusing us. So it takes time for the Word of God to really create new grooves in our thinking, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so just stick to the process. Stick to this process of trusting the Lord to continually bring your mind into conformity with what is truth. And that's why you go into the Word of God. That's why you're constantly praying to the Lord for renewal of the mind. That's why when things start to click in the mind, you give praise and thanksgiving because you're growing in the grace of God. You're growing in this truth. So if you're a believer, and Patty, you're a believer. You said you were in Christ, that Christ is living in you. This is true of you. Now, sometimes we don't feel that way.
No.
And the reason we don't feel that way is because our thinking hasn't really come fully around, full bore on what that truth is. So sometimes in our thinking, we pay attention to the enemy. We pay attention to the flesh, and we ask those questions. How in the world can I be holy and blameless with what I just thought or with what I just did or with what I just said? Well, those things aren't going to make you holy and blameless. It's the work of Jesus Christ. The work of Jesus was done. It's finished. That news has been delivered. It's changed your heart. Now let that news start changing your mind and give it time. And every time you have those negative thoughts, use those negative thoughts as an opportunity to thank the Lord.
Yeah.
And I think you will see those negative thoughts starting to diminish in the amount of space they take up in your thinking and will diminish in the power that they have over you, because they're just thoughts. Truth is the powerful thing.
Yes.
So keep standing in that truth, allowing God to continue his good work in you, and he's promised to do that. He's committed to that. He's never going to stop working in you. So just recognize that and be patient. Wait,
yeah.
And you'll see some good things happen.
Yeah, I can speak to that patience thing. Back in the day, when I was a kid in school, things came easily for me. I understood English. I understood history. I understood math and science. And I go, oh, yeah, I've got that. When it came to this gospel stuff, I don't got that. It was just beyond me. And it took 15 years to get past all of that programming. And I still fall back into it from time to time. But 15 years to decide that what I thought I knew, I didn't know, and it was only Jesus who was worth knowing. So be patient with yourself.
Yes, indeed. Well, Patty, thank you so much for calling in, and we pray that answer will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. And if you have further questions, don't hesitate to call. We would love to talk with you further about this issue, growing in the grace of God, growing in our knowledge of Christ Jesus. And it's just what this Christian life is all about. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer here, Bob Christopher here. Want to remind you that Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We rely on gifts from our listeners to help keep this broadcast going. We believe that in this world today that there needs to be a voice. There needs to be a program like ours that can lift up the person and work of Jesus Christ, can connect people to the love of Christ, can really explain and share in clear and simple terms the basics, the essentials of the faith in such a way that people can grasp and grow and begin to apply those essentials in their daily lives. That's why we're asking for your support. We need it, folks. Give generously. Go to basicgospel.net, click the support tab, and make a contribution today. And remember, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. We need you to give tomorrow as well. So be sure and be prepared for that. We have a special resource we want to put in your hands. It is Life After Therefore, a wonderful resource to help you grow and have your mind renewed in Christ. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We'll see you again tomorrow for another live edition